Hello, it's The Weekend. This is John Gibbons. I'm joined by Phil Blundell and Neil Atkinson to talk about the weekend's football action. And I'm going to talk primarily about two teams who are doing very well at the moment, the second of which, whether we like it or not. But the first one, well, it may be starting to be a bit of a worry themselves. Who knows? Aston Villa flying. How are they doing it, Phil?
Well, they're just winning every home game and they seem to be picking things up away from home. Obviously, that match wasn't on television yesterday and we were otherwise occupied, weren't we? So we didn't get to actually watch it, but everything I've seen of it, it feels like the red card probably got them back in the game.
Burnley?
Brentford felt like that. I think they could have had a penalty. I think that on Mope is...
I don't think it's
I've seen them given, though.
I've seen them given. I don't think it's a penalty.
On another day, another referee would have gone, that's a penalty, it's 2-0, it's game over. And that's the end of that. But they managed to show pretty good fighting spirit. It felt like they sort of committed to the idea of just throwing things forward when they did get the man advantage. You know, the left back popping up with a unmarked back post header is a sort of a classic. You've got 10 men, we've got 11 men goal, isn't it? Where you sort of just overload and they switch off slightly and a man is there and they're not expecting him to be there and they take advantage of that. And then there's the very funny scenes of Ollie Watkins just pointing at one man in the crowd behind
brilliant.
The goal.
It's absolutely brilliant.
It's my favourite celebration of the season because it's like, it's come across as, at the time, it appeared to come across as like the Brentford fans thinking he was fronting them where he was basically just picking on one man.
Yeah.
Which I just think is very funny.
He pointed to it, made it clear exactly who. It's
the way he had his hand through the net.
The through the net part was
fingers through the net, isn't it?
The through the net part I thought was exceptional. I also then loved it when he has his chat with Thomas Frank and points at him again. No, him. To be crystal clear, not them, not you, not this. Him.
Jordan did enjoy him. On Match of the Day. He's talking about, you know, maybe if we can get the footage of this fella, like the fellas on fan cam or something.
Yeah.
Like there's just the BBC or Sky or whoever, or Premier League production, whatever, just had a camera on this one fella in the crowd with a microphone as well. So he picked up everything he's heard. I don't think that's how it works.
But his claim was if you could do that, every Brentford fan would go well, fair play.
Yeah.
Fair play.